This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandhar with the news. The headlines first. 16th Republic Day being marked nationwide, organizing various programs today. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says efforts to create confusion over system will never be successful. And clashes with troops in northeastern India kill dozens. Now the news in detail. The 16th Republic Day is being marked nationwide by organizing several programs today. The first ever People Elected Constituent Assembly proclaimed the Federal Democratic Republican governance system in the country by officially abolishing the autocratic monarchy on 28 May 2008. The Republic Day is celebrated across the nation on May 29 every year in commemoration of the day the Republican system was proclaimed on the backing of the Historical People's Movement of 2006 AD. President Ramchandra Paudel attended a special ceremony held at the Nepal Army Pavilion Turikhel on the occasion of the 16th Republic Day today. On the occasion, an aerial shower of flower petals and a display of a banner scribing Republic Day 2080 was undertaken. Also on the same occasion, traditional cultural possession of Kathmandu, Bhaktapur and Lalitpur areas were performed. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda addressed the ceremony hosted by the Republic Main Function Committee. On the occasion, Vice President Ramshri Prasad Yadav, Acting Chief Justice Hari Krishna Karki, Speaker Devraj Khimire, National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timilsina, Deputy Prime Minister Duo Purna Bahadur Khadga and Narayan Kaji Shrestha were also present. State broadcasters Nepal Television and Radio Nepal had made live broadcast of the special event. President Ramchandra Paudel has extended best wishes to all Nepali brothers and sisters living in the country and abroad on the occasion of the 16th Republic Day today. He has wished for peace, prosperity and happiness on this occasion. President Paudel paid tributes to those who got martyrdom in the course of the struggles made for the establishment of a democratic republic. He also highly appreciated the role played by political leadership, cadres and civil society for this cause. In a message of best wishes on the occasion today, Vice President Ramshri Prasad Yadav has wished all Nepali sisters and brothers at home and abroad and expressed and extended heartfelt tributes to all the martyrs sacrificing their precious lives to establish a democratic republic. In a message of best wishes today on the occasion of the Republic Day, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that the present government is working to institutionalize the political changes achieved through great struggle and sacrifices and transforming the country from a least developed to a developing and developed ones. Communication and Information Technology Minister Rekha Sharma has said that it is necessary to strengthen the Republic to protect the acquired rights. Expressing good wishes to the citizens on the occasion of the Republic Day, Minister of Communication Sharma, who is also the spokesperson of the Government of Nepal, expressed the view that the Republic should be strengthened and institutionalized to maintain the supremacy of the people. She said that women, Dalits, tribal tribes, Madhesi, Tharu, Muslim, oppressed and backwards classes, minorities, marginalized, farmers, workers, youth, children, senior citizens and all Nepali citizens with disabilities who have been politically, socially and culturally backward due to the Republic will have special rights. President Ramchandra Paudel has, on the recommendation of the government, pardoned 482 prisoners on the occasion of Republic Day. Issuing a statement today, the Office of the President has said that 482 prisoners were pardoned on the occasion of Republic Day by Article 276 of the Constitution of Nepal, Section 37 of the Criminal Offences, Determining and Execution of Punishment Act, 2074 and Section 12 of the Senior Citizens Act, 2063. President Ramchandra Paudel has, on the recommendation of the government, pardoned the sentence of 19 prisoners on the occasion of Republic Day. In a statement issued by the Office of President today, President Paudel has pardoned the remaining prison sentence of 19 people, including Top Bahadur Bhutta, as recommended by the Council of Ministers meeting on May 26 and 28. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has appealed to the masses to celebrate Republic Day grandly with the due respect to its glory, gravity and significance. In his address to a special ceremony held at local Tuticale on the occasion of 16th Republic Day today, the Prime Minister made it clear that federalism and principles of inclusions and proportional representation have been adopted to address the structural and geographical speciality of the Nepali society. According to Prime Minister Dahal, people's socio-economic and cultural reformations are the goals of the existing system, who stressed that the focus of all bodies concerned, including the government, should be on meeting the goals of the republic system. The Prime Minister said conspiracies were being hatched to reverse the achievements of the Federal Democratic Republic, claiming that no ill efforts to hamper the entire system upon some weaknesses over its implementation would be entertained. The trek was held on the occasion of the 16th International Everest Day. A walk was organized from Tamil, the main tourist destination of the capital, to Nepal Tourism Board Drikuti Mandap, organized by various government and private organizations related to tourism today. Minister of State for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Sushila Sirpali Thakuri and others participated in the walk. International Everest Day is being celebrated in Nepal on the occasion of the first successful ascent of the world's highest snow peak Everest. On May 29, 1953, Tenzing Norgay Sherpa of Nepal and Sir Edmund Hillary of New Zealand set foot on Mount Everest for the first time. A woman living in Chandragiri Municipality 14 Naikap, who was injured in truck collision in Kalanki, has died. According to the police newsroom at Naksal Police Headquarters, 64-year-old Santo Maya Raut, who was seriously injured in a truck collision, died today at Bir Hospital during treatment. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Dozens of rebel fighters have been killed in clashes with security forces in India's remote northeastern state of Manipur. The state has been on edge since the explosion of inter-ethnic violence on May 3 between tribal groups and the ethnic majority of Meitei people over plans to extend economic quotas to the Meitei. Dozens were killed in the unrest and thousands were displaced. Yesterday, Chief Minister N. Biren Singh told reporters at least 40 fighters had been killed in a crackdown by security forces. Singh added two police had also been killed in the past 2 days of unrest. The far-flung states of the northeast India, sandwiched between Bangladesh, China and Myanmar, have long been a tinderbox of tensions between different ethnic groups. New Delhi rushed thousands of paramilitary and army troops to the state of 3.2 million people. It imposed a curfew after fighting erupted between the majority of Meitei, who are mostly Hindus and live in and around the state capital Imphal, and the mainly Christian Kuki tribe from the surrounding hills. Several explosions have rocked the Ukrainian city Kyiv, according to the officials, in the 15th Russian air attack on the city this month and the second overnight attack in a row. Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said on the Telegraph messaging channel in the early hours today that a missile shot down near Kyiv. Mayor Klitschko added that blasts were heard in several districts of the city, including Kyiv's historic neighborhood of Podil, where falling debris damaged the roof of a house. According to preliminary information from the mayor and the city's military administration, there were no casualties in the overnight attacks. The attack today, appearing to be a combination of missiles and drones, follows the largest drone barrage launched in Kyiv the previous night, which killed one person and wounded several more. Recep Tayyip Erdogan's supporters celebrated well into the night after Turkey's long-time president secured another 5 years in power. But his call for unity sounded hollow as he ridiculed his opponent Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu and took aim at the jailed Kurdish leader and pro-LGBT policies. The opposition leader did not explicitly concede victory. Complaining of the most unfair election in recent years, Mr. Kılıçdaroğlu said the president's political party had mobilized all means of the state against him. President Erdogan ended with just over 52% of the votes based on near-complete unofficial results. Almost half the electorate in this deeply polarized country did not back his authoritarian vision of Turkey. Ultimately, Mr. Kılıçdaroğlu was no match for the well-drifted Erdogan campaign, even if he took the president to a runoff second round for the first time since the post was made directly elected in 2014. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecast Division has forecast the weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy in Karnali and Sudur Paschim province, along with the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Isolated brief rain or thundershowers is possible at few places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudur Paschim province, and at one or two places in the hilly regions of Bagmati and Lumini province. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather is likely to remain partly cloudy in Sudur Paschim province, along with the hilly regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudur Paschim province. At present, there is general influence of local winds as well as westerly winds over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 16.3 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 26.3 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 16th Republic Day being marked nationwide, organizing various programs today. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says efforts to create confusion over system will never be successful. And clashes with troops in northeastern India kill dozens. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.